Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.
For me, it's back to work. And attacking with an enthusiasm unknown to mankind.
3, 2. Yo, this is John Spider Sally, 4-time NBA champion, and you are listening to Steiny and the Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Hey, Evan, should I put that receiver I have in for the Chargers tonight?
We're going up against
the guy
each
with,
other.
Quentin Richardson? What's his name?
Are you kidding me?
What's his name?
Quentin.
Yeah, Quentin.
Johnston.
Should I go with him?
Not Johnson.
Should I go with him?
I don't know.
Juwan Jennings?
They've stunk the last 4 weeks.
All right.
Steiny, have you ever, and I'm going to ask E too, he's too young, but have honestly, because I'm reading all this stuff about gambling and people say, oh, I saw it coming, addiction. Have you ever been addicted to anything in your life?
I am right now.
Well, it ain't work, but what is it?
That doesn't sound to your damn business. But yes, I've got vices, unfortunately. I think everybody does. And I'm trying to work on them at my own pace, but I'll be damned if I'm going to share them with you.
Well, mine's Red Bull. Evan, you have any?
That's not it.
Yep.
You guys, come on.
Yeah, apparently you got a buddy. You got a buddy who wants to talk to you on the phone.
We all got problems.
Well, what's his name?
Gino.
Hey, Gino, welcome to the program.
Gino's in Vegas.
Smith?
Hey. What's going on, boys? How we doing?
Hey.
Good. What's up, Gino? How you doing? Who are you? And explain it to Goo.
So, Guru, I think you went to high school with my dad, James Logan. His name's Wayne Perryman.
Yeah, Wayne! What's up, baby?
That's
what's
we're
up,
doing?
Nephew?
Yeah. So funny, I just got off the phone with him. I'm like, I listen to these guys every day. We're diehard Warrior fans. And I told him, like, one of my buddies I've been playing the video game with for the last 10 years is named LJ. He coaches at Bishop O'Dowd, and I guess you know him as well.
Oh, man, that's my folks. Come on, man. It's a small world, man. I just talked to LJ.
I literally just found this out all within the last 72 hours. So I just wanted to say, first of all, I'm a huge fan, and I guess we're a extended family of some sort.
There you go, baby. I love it, man. What you got tonight on the game? Warriors 2-0, huh?
Come on now, let me tell you, JK needs to be in that starting lineup. I'm absolutely with you. He brings so much. I've been an advocate of this guy since we drafted him. Obviously, the last 2 years, I feel like he should have been playing more than has been. And I think we're going to have a big night tonight, boys. This is a huge test. I know if we come out of this win or loss, you know, I know that if we just play a great game, I know this is going to be very good for our boys.
And there you go. Hey, before I let you go, I got to tell you, I don't know if you know how bad of a hoop dude your dad was. He can play.
Hey, Coach Gomes, I actually went to high school at Granada High School in Livermore, and his old basketball coach was mine. So
oh, there it is.
Him.
My man, Coach Gomes, man.
Yeah.
Hey, nephew, stay in touch, baby.
Absolutely. Yeah. You boys have a good day, and thanks for having me.
And that's right. What life's about. Right on, Evan, for taking the call. Man.
Like, What do you mean this is what life's about? Like, can you expand on
that? I just learned that my guy that I went to, Wayne Perryman, his son listens to this show.
Okay.
He didn't know
right
the lineage that was behind that. And then went to LJ, the coach at Bishop O'Dowd, assistant coach with Lou Richie. And we trying to do something with them. Just a small world, Steiny.
And that's what life's about.
Shout out to the Yoon, baby. Don't hate.
I'm not hating.
Well, why would you do that? I got to do a post-game presser on the call, but that's my nephew I hadn't met.
Because you said that's, you know, I wanted to know what specifically.
I'm in a good mood after that.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm a connector.
Like pods. It's fine. Was that a good player?
Oh, dude, he could play.
Where did he go to college and play?
Hold on. Why do you just. Yeah, he was a good player.
Where did Mr. Perryman go to college?
You know what? He played at James Logan High School, and he was a baller.
Was he?
Let's leave it at that. He was good.
Forward guard.
They played Gary.
This guy is a ball player.
You guys are the best. He was on a Logan's team that went to the Coliseum to play Gary Payton's team in high school. Kevin Mouton led Logan, along with Perryman and the rest of the gang. Blythe. We had, man, Union City has some ballers, man. That's all.
Yeah.
I'm one of them.
I'm not going to shoot you down. What's the point? You want to get it?
No, I'm laughing. Go ahead.
You okay?
Yeah. Who? Me or goo?
You.
I'm fine.
But just totally looking at fine. Me like, no, go ahead, baby. We do got a football game,
now we got Tom in San Francisco who wants to talk about Butler's message to Kuminga. Hey, Tom. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, gentlemen. Thank you. Steiny and Guru, you guys are great. Thanks for brightening every day.
Thanks.
And Steiny, happiness is about connecting with people. That's been proven scientifically. Just a side note.
All right.
And I heard a clip you guys played on Kuminga yesterday, and that Mr. Butler basically said, hey, Kuminga, you be you. I'm going to encourage you to do your thing, and we're going to let you take the lead. I thought that was fascinating. What have you guys learned or know, or what's your take on Jimmy being now the influence of Kuminga maybe even starting, empowering Kuminga to be himself? I saw a post game with Kuminga where Kuminga said, hey, I'm like Jimmy. Jimmy's gone through this. Is Jimmy the one that you guys think makes this work for the Warriors? I never thought we'd see him starting. The history, it's shocking to me. I'm happy about it. Got to have most to do with Jimmy, right? We'll take your analysis off the air. Thanks for having me.
I'll let you go, Stani.
I guess. I don't know why it's clicked for Kuminga. I don't know why it clicked Tuesday for Kuminga.
Right.
I don't know why. I bet Butler had something to do with it. I'm sure Jonathan had the most to do with it.
Big.
Maybe Kerr had something to do with it. It does seem like the veterans have kind of gathered around Kuminga and been supportive and encouraged him. And so, can it work? It worked Tuesday. Let's see if it works tonight, works tomorrow, and works moving forward.
No doubt about it. And, you know, me being the sports romantic, when I first heard this, and I don't know why I'm acting shocked, but when you talk about leadership and taking guys under your wing and gals under your wing, it happens. And if you get those right people that are mentoring you and telling you the right thing at the right time with the right message, Steiny, I mean, sky's the limit. And I got to give our guys, the Morning Joe, some love, Steiny, Shasky, and Spadoni, because they both at the same time said this. And you tell me if you agree, Jimmy Butler doesn't strike them two, this is our opinion, as the type of guy that would fake kind of kick it and give or, you know, talks to Kuminga if he didn't mean or think Kuminga had those gifts that he talked about that, you know, with the conversation here or there and some other film watching, who's to say that didn't work? But what you just said hit me too, and it's heavy. You can't not give Jonathan himself a lot of the credit too for finally taking heed in this one game, Steiny. And hopefully he can put them back to back, and come January, February, he's still a Warrior. And that to me will signal oh boy, this season is off to, forget the record. If Jonathan Kuminga still is a Warrior past January, then I think, man, Western Conference, really watch out, because that tells me things are going well.
Jimmy Butler, when he's good, is really good.
There's no doubt.
And when he's not into it, he's not. And he looks like he's into it right now. So when he's into it, he's as competitive as it gets, and he wants to win as much as anybody.
Damn, Steiny.
But when he's not into it,
you got a problem.
Then we have to deal with that. But he's only been here for half a year. He's probably still feeling pretty good. As long as they're having a successful year, I don't really anticipate any issues. The one thing that I need to see, or not just me, but I think Warrior fans need to see, is what his management of a season looks like over 82 games.
No doubt. What did you have him at, your prediction for Jimmy? I had 60-65. I'll be happy, Stoney.
And that's – you better be. Like, you better be happy with 60 or 65.
Gets, then hopefully, knock on wood, if he gets a serious injury and it's only 56
– well, that's not good.
Or is it one of those, well, what do you think? He's older. You know.
707, you can't draw year-long conclusions from the first game of the season, guys.
No, I hope we're not doing that. We specified it every turn through one game. I really believe we've done that.
Let's go to Christian in Fairfield. Hey, Christian, how you doing, man?
Fellas, what's up? Hey, Goo, I'm going to come stand in front of Willard with you.
Okay, there it is. Pull up, baby.
I'll be there. And Sonny, Quinn Richardson played for DePaul in the Clippers. He doesn't play NFL football.
Listen, okay. Now, Christian, you need to trust me on this one.
Evan's laughing too, Christian.
Evan's favorite team is the Chargers. He knows every player that's ever played for the Chargers. I happen to have a receiver I've never heard of on my fantasy team. And I just remembered his first name was Quentin. And so, yeah. And don't forget, Quentin Richardson with the the celebration where he tap his head, right? After a three.
Yes.
There you go.
Yes. I think it's 90.
I called because this is what Jimmy does. He did it with Andrew Wiggins and the Timberwolves. He did it with Tyler Hero on the Heat. And he only lashes out when they don't pay him, because you never heard a teammate say he's a bad teammate. Maybe Cat, because he called him soft, but I still haven't heard that. So this is what you get from Jimmy Butler until he feels unappreciated, which I don't think he's going to feel on the Warriors. So I don't think we're going to get, you know, the Chucky version of Jimmy Butler as a Golden State Warrior. And a quick point about JK. Remember, this is still a contract year. It's a one and a team option. So he heard everything. He knows what he has to do with the rebounds and assists and play and flow of the game. And when he does that, he's probably gonna realize, because he's only 22, that's gonna make him a better basketball player. So he's gonna get a bigger bag too. So that's incentive too. Other than being a better basketball player, I'm gonna get the money I really want after this season.
Wow.
And I'll see you guys there.
All right, Christian.
Appreciate the call. I'm just thinking, like, he's right. That caller. So Kuminga was making, what did he make last year? Like seven?
Dude,
I mean, think about this. So let me just try to do some math here. He was making He was making, let's say, $700,000 a month. Right? Damn. 700 times 10 is 7 million. Yeah, maybe not quite. $650,000 a month he was making. Now he's making $2 million a month. Like, think about that. He ought to be happy.
Man.
He's making over twice as much as he made last year. So that ain't chump change anymore.
Yeah, but it might not. Steiner, he's going to make more than this too.
Well, we'll see.
Well, I'm betting on him too. But I hear you. But it's more than that. It's pride too.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station, always live on the free Odyssey app, and now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk righteously brewed in San Francisco.
And you're laughing. Why?
I'll tell you at the break.
Wow, I hadn't seen that side of you in a long time. I don't think ever since you got the Curry jersey signed.
Evan and I weren't on the same page, but it wasn't the end of the world.
Well, that happens.
Let's go to Austin in San Mateo. What's up, Austin? How you doing?
Ain't not much. I was just thinking about something. Jimmy Butler's been on some good teams, been chasing championships for years. That goes back with Derrick Rose, Kirk Heinrich, Ben Gordon,
look at him.
Noah on some good teams. And then following that, too, with Pau Gasol, Dwayne Wade, some good teams. Then Minnesota. I mean, I don't think this Warrior team can beat those teams back then. I don't think the Warrior – I think we're missing another piece for Jimmy to get Jimmy a finals championship this year, to at least get to the finals.
Yeah, they might need that. Mm. Appreciate the call, Austin. When did Butler play with Pau Gasol? Did I miss something?
No, I don't. I think he said D. Wade.
Oh, yeah, that's Chicago, right. He did. Okay. Yeah. I forgot Gasol was at Chicago. That's all.
We got a lot of Austins. Yeah, Austin, that was good knowledge, man. What you got?
I always like to do this. Divided by 82.
Oh, my God.
You know how much Curry makes per game?
Now this, go ahead, because this is
fascinating. You know how much Steph Curry makes per game?
All right, I'm going to take a crack at it.
Yep.
$870,000.
Close. $730,000 a game.
That gets you a hunger.
$750,000 every game.
Quit pocket watching.
Do you think as a society we're paying the wrong people? Steph, if you're listening, this ain't about you. That could cure. There would be no homeless in Snotty, just we're paying the wrong people.
You don't think he deserves?
Denzel, they get too much for Curry's movies.
Okay, so you're. You think
Let's
Curry,
pay the right people.
You think Curry's overpaid?
No, not I'm his going athletes. How much a game?
You know what's funny, though?
No, give it to me again.
No. That's going too
$731,000 a game. It's kind of a rough estimate.
Before taxes.
Yeah. I mean, he doesn't bring all that home. He probably brings more when you think of Britta.
And, I don't want to lose my gig. Subway. It's nothing against Steph. Just wow.
Racket. Hey, Sports Talk on 95.7 The Game is presented by Paramount Plus. Count on Sundays all season long with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Wow.
700.
I'm thinking about the world and what that could do.
In fairness, he does a lot of good with that money.
This ain't about Steph.
Don't do this to him right now.
Yeah.
I mean, based on how much money the Warriors have accumulated since he came into the league,
it's nothing to do with
you can
staff.
Make a case he's actually underpaid.
Yeah, that's
well,
true.
Well, can I tell you two something I jotted down on my 8.5x11? Shout out Scott Osler. Yesterday, while the Warriors didn't play in the NBA, Wimby is something we've never seen. Shocker. But I got to go here, and I was saving it for tomorrow, but I got to let loose now. I'm not a big fan of Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift. I hate everything it stands for, but I'm a believer in love. I saw too many videos this season with one Klay Thompson and his new girl, Meg Thee Stallion, cozed up, eating, and just sharing us with everything they were doing. And I just thought, love is for everybody. But I felt like at a point, Steiny was forced down my throat. And one night I said to myself, I hope Klay's in the lab. I hope he's in the lab.
For what?
I watched shooting. Oh. I watched a couple Maverick preseason games, and Klay couldn't hit the side of a barn. I said, you know what, Goo? That's what I said, third person. It's preseason. Last night he couldn't hit the side of a barn. And you know what's happened simultaneously, Steiny, in the arena in Dallas?
Hmm.
She's in a suite taking selfies because she's the Taylor
Who's
Swift.
She?
Meg Thee Stallion, his girlfriend, while he's just bricking left and right. And I'm thinking, like, you're turning into Travis, Klay. Put the phone and camera down and tell her stay home and ball out. It's a bad look. And I hope this is not the new Klay where he's Travis because Travis fell off. Just missing every shot left and right, Klay.
He never starts well.
He has no legs, if you catch my drift. Focus. I mean, dude, he's starting, getting all the shots. Steiny, I'm telling you, I'm worried. Good. It's bad. I'm telling you, man.
So, like, do you ever stop and think what you're really saying?
I am.
Okay, so his girlfriend can't come to the games. Like, what are we doing?
When you making shots in your clay, she can do what she can sing the national anthem. But Stoddy, when you're in the midst of
Is he producing the telecast?
No, he's not.
Okay, so does he have any control over where the camera is shooting?
He has the control to say, "Hey, honey, sit this one out."
What's she supposed to sit out?
Don't come
She's
to the
in
game
a suite.
And, yeah, but the game is the game. It's not a for you. You got your form and cathedral to do what you want to do.
You know what that's called? Misogyny. That's what that's called.
No, it's the Travis Kelce, Taylor Swift thing all over.
First of all, Travis Kelce's 48 years old. He's going to go downhill anyway. You guys have a, you know what? You guys have a real problem with strong women, don't you?
Who?
You.
I come from Daisy
Mae
Johnson.
You and a lot of men.
I don't.
Have a real problem with strong women.
I don't even know who you are. Yeah. I'm just telling you, Clay stinks. And I think I know why.
He stunk
last year. Get off of this tour
year.
That you're in love and take it out on the rims.
You're right.
I'm watching J-Kid and everybody pass it to him.
Doesn't believe what he's saying, people.
Who?
You. This is going to be like that Bart thing.
Don't talk about that.
Poor woman. Can't even go see her future husband
This
play?
Is about Clay. Focus, man.
So Mia comes to a game, you wouldn't be able to focus?
If Mia was a sideshow or she was like Lola Falana,
I wouldn't
want to.
Did you see what she was doing at Ibanez's party? She was taking a lot of photos, Mia was.
She ain't famous. You know what I'm saying.
I just think you're a crackpot.
No.
On this
so
one.
You like the Kelvis? I never liked the I like the love and the relationship, but I don't like what it turned into a sideshow.
He
Let
has
the man
nothing
come to do his job and perform.
Travis Kelce has nothing to do.
Yeah, but she took over and it ruined him.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, look, I know what I'm talking about.
You mean the same Chiefs you said are great?
Well, no, I mean, he's
done. 4-3?
He's done. He's cooked.
He had 7 catches last week.
He's cooked.
Next question.
I like Clay. I'm rooting for Clay. I'm just saying, be careful. Oh. Focus on the game.
I don't know why it bothers me that my guru's actually saying this about a guy's relationship.
I kind of think he's jealous.
He's something.
Well, I'm not.
It has nothing to do with Clay if she's in the suite and a cameraman is showing her.
It's all fine when you're dropping 25 and 30 and shooting 40% from three, but when you're bricking, I'm just saying this has the ingredients to go left, man. That's all.
But are they going to take away one of his 4 titles?
No.
Okay.
I'm rooting for him, though.
Now he's shooting.
So let me ask you a question. So back in the day, there was a columnist in the Bay Area, Glenn Dickey.
Come on, a legend.
Okay. And Joe Montana's wife apparently was due one time, and she was giving birth.
Jennifer.
Around the Super Bowl.
Okay.
And Glenn Dickey criticized Montana for not having the foresight to not be pregnant.
That's too, come on.
Oh,
man.
Whoa.
That's
whoa,
too
whoa,
much.
Whoa, but what, wasn't he distracted by maybe a child coming around Super Bowl time, Joe Montana? Glenn Dickey said, hey, maybe you should have pushed it back a month or two.
Oh, I'm pro-life. That's awful. And Glenn, I never knew he did that, but good Lord. Come on, Glenn. The man, come on.
I mean, would you want to have a child in the middle of ratings week? Yeah, I'm just saying.
You or something.
Just rethink what you're saying.
I'm not.
You should.
Who's more famous, Clay or Meg Thee Stallion right now? Who's hotter?
Next question.
I got it. It's Meg times 10.
And that's what you're jealous about. That's what you can't stand. You can't stand when a woman gets the attention that normally a man gets.
No.
You can't handle it. You can't.
That is so funny. You think that's
and you
it.
Can't handle the fact that there's some people out there that don't think sports is that important, and they
Well, Clay does. It's his craft. Yeah. I'm just rooting for him.
Yeah, but you're just mad that Megan Thee Stallion's getting the headlines.
You don't want
What do you have against women?
You don't
women?
Want her to stop. You don't want her to overshadow
Why?
You. What you bring
Why?
To the table. So
Why
work
not?
On your game.
Why not?
That's all I'm saying.
Why not? Why can't she overshadow him?
Because I want the best version of Clay.
Well, what if the best version of her overshadows Clay? She's a performer.
But she wasn't performing last night. She just happened to be at the game watching him miss everything he threw up.
So when she does a concert, if they show Klay Thompson.
Oh, stop. No, that's on brand, of course.
Wait, that's okay?
Yeah, because she's doing her thing. She ain't going 1-9 from three. I'm worried about Klay's game.
We're in a suite watching Megan Thee Stallion perform. At all.
Stop, Stani.
So
not
he
at all.
Can be shown, but she can't? You're missing something.
No, you're missing the point. I'm talking about performance.
888. Yeah.
Or their lack
We're
of.
Gonna get back to this because who's missing something? What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry-yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
I'm just telling you, Klay stinks. I should be in a Napa State white jacket because I'm crazy.
It's the Guru, Steiny, Guru, Steiny, Guru, Steiny Show. Let's go.
All right, one more segment, then we'll bring in the boys from Splash
again.
To do the crossover. They're out there. Warriors home openers tonight against the Nuggets. If you get out there early, go say hello to Dibs and Willard.
I'm going out there.
I know, yeah. But are you excited?
Yeah, I'm super excited, but before, I need you to take a play off because I got, you know, my mother's with the Angels in heaven, but I got another mother, and that's Mrs. Giddings. And she texts Evan after that last segment. Evan, can you read what my mom's wrote to you?
Yeah, she loves you, Goo. You are her favorite. Okay. However, is Goo really saying love doesn't help performance or strong women inhibit their partner's performance? Tell him I love him. He can go pound sand. Right.
So this is different than you trying to misconstrue my words. Mama Giddings, no, I am about love. All I was simply saying is this summer, there were a lot of videos that I partake in that were on Instagram and Klay was cuddled up with Meg. That okay. is beautiful. She's doing her thing. He's doing his thing. All I'm saying is, Klay, don't forget about your craft. And having her at the game, open at night in the suite, doing her thing, she can do that, her prerogative, that's cool. I watched that game, and I was like, damn, while Klay's having a bad game, and all I'm simply saying is, Klay, love is love. I'm about love, black love. But, dude, don't forget, don't be Travis Kelce, and once you go with this famous relationship, your game falls off. And that's all, because I'm rooting for Klay. And I'm not by myself. I've had this conversation with men and women. Klay's going real public with the relationship. That's fine. But, dude, still work. Don't forget about your game.
So does it cross your mind at all that Klay's relationship with Megan Thee Stallion could bring her performance level down? when she does concerts.
I don't care about her before.
What's the difference?
No, not at all. What do you mean, what's the difference? Singing rap lyrics and playing NBA hoop is totally different.
It's the same. It's performance.
Stop.
You stop.
Yeah. I was going to say, how do you know?
You stop.
Yeah.
Like, Clay hasn't...
She's not going 1 of 9 or 2 of 14.
How do you know? What if...
She's making records and she's at the top.
You just implied that Megan Thee Stallion could be bad for Clay's career. And I'm saying, why couldn't Clay, who's famous, theoretically be bad for Megan's career?
Because she is on top still and he's bricking.
The point stands, I think. Should we take a call or should we move on?
Go ahead.
Let's go to Mike in San Lorenzo. Hey, Mike, how you doing?
Tiny Goo, what's going on, man? I'm going to tell you about this Love Hurts segment you guys got going on, right?
Talk to me.
So I'm pretty sure that Clay lost his dog, Roscoe or Rocco, correct?
Yeah, gotcha.
He's hurting from Roscoe or Rocco. He ain't hurting from Megan Thee Stallion. He had to fill a void with Megan, happenstance. Whatever's going on, it has to do with Rocco. When Rocco's been around, he was A1 clutch. Mind you, the season just started. I'm happy the season just started. I've been watching all basketball. Yeah, I got NBA TV. I forked out for it. But Peacock, man, they got to fix that. But the Love Hurt segment, Megan is the best thing that's happened to him since the loss of his dog. And I think that's what the whole case is with this whole brick house love segment. So I just wanted to fill you in, Goo.
I appreciate it.
Love with love.
All right. I get that.
Let's go to Antonio in Oakland. Let's talk about the Warriors being contenders. Let's get back to business. What's up, A? How you doing?
Oh, what's up, man? You know, the Warriors are contenders. I'm not saying they should be the number one contender or they're going to be the number one seed, but they're going to be in the thick of things, man. If Jonathan Kaminga can play like this, like, you know, like just passing the ball all of a sudden, playing, you know, focused defense, and Jimmy Buckets playing with that high basketball IQ. Steph is still Steph, and Steph is Jerry Rice. Like, when Jerry Rice got older, he still was, what, with the Raiders, 1,200 yards receiving, still looking pretty good, still being a threat. That's him. He's just leaving Jerry Rice at basketball, man. But at the end of the day, I'm ready, man, because we got a good team. We got high basketball IQ. Sure, they're old, but I'm going to take high basketball IQ, man, with pretty much anything when it comes to basketball. That's why we're going to be in the thick of things. We can mess with OKC. We can mess with Houston Rockets, all these teams, and I'm ready. I don't care what nobody says. Like I said, the Warrior players, they believe in themselves, and that's all that ever matters, man. Like that album by my Oakland native Richie Rich, they're seasoned veterans.
Yeah, look at you. I got that reference.
Thanks, A. Appreciate the call. Yep, they got to stay healthy, though, of course.
No doubt, man.
Let me get into some Niner stuff from yesterday, because they got a game against Houston.
Man.
We'll spend 10 minutes
right
on where they're at.
It's also a couple of updates from practice.
Perfect. Go ahead.
Right now, not being seen at Thursday's practice. Bryce Huff, Jake Brendel, Yetur Gross-Matos. Working on the side is D'Amador Lenore, Ricky Pearsall, and Luke Gifford.
Mm. All right, so Pearsall's on the side after not practicing yesterday.
And nothing about Purdy, huh?
Well, this is from yesterday.
All right.
Shanahan on Brock Purdy's toe.
I love it. From what you've been told, is Brock making progress that is kind of what your medical staff has predicted he would make through this point?
Yes. Yeah. It's always different dealing with the toe, but I'd say it's steadily getting better each week.
All right. So Mayoko was at, that was Matt Mayoko of NBC Sports Bay Area. He was asking if they anticipated him to be out this long, essentially, and I guess Shanahan was saying we knew it was a possibility.
Mm. Now the question is, how long is how long, you know? When do we expect him back, man?
Diana Rossini, she said that the 49ers had been targeting this week, but it doesn't look like he's going to play. So then the question becomes, could he play against the Giants next week when they go to New York
on turf?
Yes,
if that even matters. But you think it does, or
I don't know. Man. I mean, I mean, if we're at the point where you're worried about whether he's playing on grass or turf, then you can't bring him back. I wouldn't think.
Mm.
He was asked about, but in Matt Barrows' story yesterday on The Athletic, he essentially said that, you know, Purdy suffered a setback in a practice a couple weeks ago, and the hope is it's sometime around midseason, but we'll see. This is Shanahan being asked about Pearsall, who's working on the side today. It's short.
I don't think it's a setback, just not going as fast as we wanted, but nothing new's happened.
All right, that's not a setback.
Yeah. Because what you don't want to have happen, Donnie, is let's just say in the next 2 or 3 weeks, he goes out there and the same thing happens that happened when he went out there after 2 weeks. Then you could possibly be looking at a scenario like, what's the best interest for this guy moving forward? Do we even try to risk him coming back for the duration anytime in the rest of the season? Like, that's how how finicky it is.
Yeah, I don't.
Dude, Tom, weeks are coming.
Yeah. Let's go to Omar in Oakland. He's got some thoughts on the 49er quarterback situation.
Oh.
Hey, Omar.
What's going on, guys?
Hey.
It's always good to talk with you guys. I want to say I think the Niners got to stick with Mac Jones because Brock Purdy's inconsistent, man. You know, you've seen what he did against the Jaguars. I think through 2 interceptions. I know they paid him the big money, but you got to go with the best man. The best must play. And at the end of the day, Mac Jones only had one bad game, if you really think about it. It was really, 2 weeks ago when they lost? Yeah, 2 weeks ago. And he was kind of banged up. But that Rams game was really, that was a classic, you know. He stamped his legacy. I wouldn't say legacy, but he introduced himself to the Niner faithful. I'm a Colts fan, so it would be great to play the Niners in the Super Bowl in Santa Clara. And I want to say one question for Guru.
What's up, baby?
Why do you support the Cowboys, brother? Why do you support the Cowboys, man? And when y'all going to get back to the NFC Championship, man? It's been 30-something years, brother.
Well, okay. One, it was passed down to me. My father's from East Texas, so I was born and raised here in California. So I'm loyal to the soil. And as far as the NFC Championship game, I have no idea.
Okay. Yeah. That's good.
All right. Thanks, Omar. Appreciate the call. So, you're Bullard, Texas is in East Tennessee?
Yeah, East Texas.
Yep. But that is there any chance that's closer to New Orleans than Dallas?
No. What you mean?
Geography-wise, if it's East.
I mean, Texas is by Louisiana.
I know. It borders it, I think.
Yeah, but it's East Texas, Bullard, Texas.
I'm just wondering if maybe Norm was closer to New Orleans, even though he was in Texas.
Nah, he's not Dallas.
Hey, Norm! Somebody do a...
Yeah, this ain't the...
That close.
It's not that close. No. All right, Norm. Norm's off the hook.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
That's the first Colts fan I think I've ever heard, too.
And I should have asked him, how the hell are you... But, dude, it's all kind of transplant fans out here.
That's right. They do play the Colts later in the season. Is that game in Indy? I don't know.
What happens if we come back here Monday, truly, Stoney, and the Niners are 6-2? I'm asking you to be John Lynch. Are you picking up the phone? Because the deadline's rapidly approaching. Do you look at this like, man, let's just ride this wave and see where we can go, but we might need a new O-line and a new Trent Williams here soon. We don't want to give up, you know, the too many assets that we have. Or where are you at? Do you say, you know what, let's try to enhance and see if we can get some type of pass rusher in here to help? Or how do you see it if somehow I expect them to beat the Texans, but if we're here Monday and they're 6-2? You need more? Well, the deadline will be gone then. I think, what is the, I forget what it is, somewhere, the 4th or 6th?
It's this week and next, yeah. I think. And then there's the trade deadline. So, I don't know. My first thought would be I'd be very reluctant to give up any draft picks if I were the San Francisco 49ers, because the only way I give up draft picks is if I think I'm really close. And I'm not convinced we're really close. And by the way, Kyle Shanahan's been answering questions in the media, it doesn't feel like their urgency has changed – between, let's say, weeks three or four and this week. He keeps saying, you know, do you have more of a sense of urgency now to do something with Bosa hurt, with Warner hurt, now with Huff hurt? And he says, no, we've been making calls the whole time. So, and now you got a guy like Huff.
Dude, can you believe it, man?
But you're going to get him back in a couple weeks. So, yeah, the pass rush may struggle for a week or two.
But are you 6-4 instead of, 5-4 instead of 7-2?
Maybe.
He was playing well, man, and all of a sudden, 2 weeks, with the hammy.
No, but I know. That's what I mean. They're going to miss him for 2 weeks, but then they're going to get him back. So do you go try to bolster the defense knowing that he's probably going to be coming back in a couple weeks? I don't know what you do. But the 49ers have a lot of decisions to make on a lot of guys in terms of when to bring them back. It feels like the new one is going to be Pearsall. Pearsall and Lenore today are working on the side. Is that good? Or is that an indication they probably won't play?
Well, it's Thursday, Steiny. If they're on the side, I got to be honest. I think they're not going to play. And again, I can totally be wrong. There were times I thought Juwan Jennings was playing and he didn't play. And then the exact opposite. He wasn't going to play and he played. But, man, you figure you got walkthrough tomorrow. Whatever they install, they have tomorrow. That's Friday. You get on the plane. Well,
Yeah, no, I mean, it doesn't look good for Pearsall. And the good news is they got Kittle back and they ran the ball effectively on Sunday. And
that'll be interesting.
If they can bring that running game back, then they'll be less one-dimensional and maybe their offense starts clicking. I don't know, but I think they're, right now, obviously, the defense is playing better than the offense. But then again, the offense is missing some pieces, and well, the defense is too. But I guess the defense is, to my way of thinking, I think it's been the story of the year.
Oh man, no doubt. And I sit here every turn, every time I hit a new corner, Stoney, I'm talking about how great Kyle Shanahan is, and he is. But right there next to him this season alone, with what's not been at his disposal, and that's Robert Saleh. It's just lightweight, incredible, what they've been able to do and achieve and stay in these games. And up comes the Houston Texans. I'm not a big fan of C.J. Stroud, Sonny. I think he's regressing. They have no O-line, so, I don't want to jinx him. But I feel like the Niners as a defense can eat and stop that offense. And I don't know the availability. You talked about it on Monday. Nico Collins left the game with concussion-type syndromes or a concussion protocol. So what if he's not there? I mean, I just like where the Niners are at going in to face old defensive coordinator D'Amico Ryans.
The one thing I was thinking about was Robert Saleh. And
give it to
you me. Were saying, if he does a great job with the defense, maybe he'll get hired again.
Who checked me and said, it was Adam Amin we had on. Remember, he said he might have to go to the back of the line and wait a little bit.
In a crazy kind of way, if the 49ers defense – let's say they play like this all year. Why would you hire Saleh as a head coach? Isn't he establishing that if he does this job with San Francisco, isn't he kind of establishing that's what he does, that's what he's best at, and that's the place he should be utilized?
That is very interesting, and I would just say this. Where do you differentiate the success as a coordinator to a head coach? It not working, just his stint in New York.
Yeah.
And I'll say this as a coach, Steiny. I think I hear the word teacher and things like that. So obviously he's doing that to this young bunch. Wouldn't you say that, and I could be totally wrong because we found out it was 4 years in New York. Remember, I thought it felt like one. Doesn't that supersede the stench that was and the Aaron Rodgers circus for him in New York? Maybe it was just not a great situation. If I'm a new team looking at what he's doing with this young Niner defense.
Yeah, I'm not saying he doesn't deserve another chance or he won't get another chance. I'm saying I wouldn't hire him.
Wow.
As a head coach. I would try to hire him as a defensive coordinator.
Are you there with Saleh to where Steiny's saying, you know, being honest, I might not hire him as a head coach again, but a coordinator, he's proven this is kind of his lane.
I mean, I think this is a pretty good resume builder if he helps this defense get to the playoffs. He was already interviewing for head coaching jobs last offseason. I think Jacksonville is in the mix for
They say that's
Las
why
Vegas.
Him and the coach got into it. He was supposed to get that job, but that's
neither
here nor
there. I think he'll be a candidate again. The question is he going to get a second shot over some of the new and up-and-comers? Well, I don't know, but he'll be in the mix.
Yeah, it was more like a philosophical question to me.
But
like,
you got me thinking.
I mean, he's been a
It didn't work as a head coach.
I probably wouldn't hire him as a head coach based on his greatness as a defensive coordinator and, you know.
Well, what about the greatness of some of the other coordinators who are now head coaches? Like Kyle Shanahan is obviously.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
He's a great play caller.
Right.
So you wouldn't hire him as a head coach because he's a great OC?
No. What I'm saying is
he hadn't failed yet, Evan.
Unfortunately,
Salo in New York was bad. That doesn't count as a
bump.
Yeah,
the guy who's replaced him is 0-6.
No, I'm not saying that he did a bad job. I'm just saying, you know,
how
many head coaching jobs did Norv Turner have?
Well, I got to believe 4 or 5. I don't know.
A few, yeah.
Yeah. So, and they said he didn't make, you know, he was a better coordinator than a coach. That's all.
Well, yeah, but I think it's hard to.
And that's
fascinates
me.
You're taking Robert Saleh's success as a DC and saying that's why he can't be, or why he shouldn't be a head coach.
And I'm saying that's why he should be one. He's a teacher.
That's kind of what I'm saying is I think some guys are coordinators and some guys are head coaches. And if I were an owner of an NFL team, I'm just saying I'd probably lean away from Saleh as a head coaching candidate.
Well, I'm sure the Niners want them to.
And Steiny, I'm kind of on the opposite side, gravitating to him more. You could throw something at me with what he's doing just with this version of the Niner team, how young they are and unproven. In a crazy world, I feel like that supersedes the failure, and if we want to call it that, in New York. Well, I mean, that's what it was. He got fired, right?
And I would say you're the same guy who said you're sick of retreads, and he failed as a head coach. Mm. And I don't know, maybe you're not a retread until you have 2 jobs.
Yeah.
But, again, I'm not.
That's interesting, man.
I just, I, I don't know. I've seen, like, it also has to do with clearly his gift as a defensive coordinator, too. And I don't just mean the first stint here with the Niners. Like, it's clear that he's got all, like, Shanahan's got all the trust in the world with him, and that Sal is like his own kind of man here, which, and I kind of feel like Shanahan's had to babysit the other defensive coordinators. Yeah. Let's squeeze in David and El Cerrito real quick before we head to the crossover. What's up, David? How you doing?
I'm well. You know, I happen to be a Jets fan, and I don't think it was his fault. But that being said, I'm also a Buckeye fan, and I think the Niners, Houston, I've been saying this since he was at Ohio State. I didn't care. I think C.J. Stroud sucks.
Man.
And I think that the things he did bad at Ohio State, he still does bad. I used to say that he's always working on his 22-step dropback, and he still does it. He has no vision. He can't throw guys open. He throws a nice ball when it's in the air. So, yeah, I look at whatever the Houston's doing. It wouldn't even shock me if they didn't win another game. I think he's actually really bad.
Okay.
And I think that's why the Niners will win, because the quarterback's not really bad.
Can I have a question? Can I ask you a question?
Man.
Sure.
Didn't he have a great rookie year or second year?
Yeah, because no one knew what he could or couldn't do yet.
Gotcha.
A lot of players in the NFL come in. Look at what's his name from the Titans, Will Levis's first game. I think he threw four touchdown passes. Look at Mariota's first game. I think he threw four touchdown passes. When guys are coming in the NFL, the teams get some time to figure you out, and once they do, it's over. And it's the guys who get figured out that can take it to another level. They're the ones that excel. I've always loved Darnold. I've always loved Daniel Jones. And here they are. It takes time. C.J. Stroud don't have it. He don't have the head. He doesn't have the vision. He just sucks. And the Niners are going to win because he sucks.
All right. Wow. And you know what? I feel like going to the FanDuel.
Too soon.
I don't know.
Yeah, Saul absolutely got a raw deal.
That is great, Paul.
Yeah.
I'd hire him, Steph.
4 years. Is there 4 years? All right, we got crossover coming
Splash.
Up.
Lillard
and Dibs are at Splash. Warriors home opener tonight. That segment was brought to you by Surfside. The Golden State Warriors are back, and you can cheer on your Warriors with an ice-cold Surfside. Only 100 calories, 2 grams of sugar, and zero bubbles, so it's easy to sip and enjoy. It's not a seltzer. It's Surfside. Proud partner of the Golden State Warriors. You must be 21. Please drink responsibly.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.